Yep, and that's, you know, and that's progress. That's, you know, everything's like that. I know my family, you know, I mean, you go way back in time, my family were all, they were all rail people. They all worked in the rail industry. And for the longest time, I saw my grandfather, my great-grandfather's listing in the, oh, wait, did I not pass? I thought I passed the place I was looking for, but maybe not. Yeah, I did. Aha! I thought I passed the place I was looking for, but yet I did not. No, I couldn't. My great-grandfather was listed as a, I thought it was a hustler, right? And I said, that's a weird thing to put on the census records for an occupation. Hustler? Now, I heard rumors that he, you know, he got off the boat from Ireland, and he did a little boxing and a little chicken fighting and stuff like that. And I'm going to say, but, you know, but to actually list their occupation as hustler, I'm like, you know. And then I found out it was hostler. And so I looked that up, and I said, oh, the man who tends to the horses at a motel. And I thought, okay, that doesn't match anything I knew, but, you know, who knows? I mean, right? And then I found out that was later, after the, you know, when the train era came in the late 1800s and all that, hostler became the guy that tended to the engines in the rail system. Ah, now it makes sense, because I know he worked in the rail along with my entire family. That's why they were in Clyde, Ohio, because there were like 7 rails all came into Clyde. It was like that was what it's famous for. And he was a hostler. He took care of the engines. So I'm like, okay. So I went from hustler to a guy that takes care of horses at a motel to aha. but anyhow, my point was is that, you know, we have these industries and everybody's in them and all that stuff. And then, you know, within a few years, that industry's just gone. I mean, you know, and cars have taken over and, you know, and everything's like that. Just, you know, you look at so many things that were a thing that are no longer a thing. And the same thing, you know, air is slowly going to become, you know, it'll always be around, you know, but you know, it's, you know, it just changes, right? You know, and completely. Radio has changed so significantly from when I started out in it to what it is today. I mean, it's just a completely different kettle of fish.